This is JIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health confirms 4 new chikungunya cases, JCF making changes to prevent injuries to persons in police custody, and Education Ministry confirms teachers will be paid retroactive sums. The news in detail after this message.
Hey Rose! You depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
All right, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pulls the cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize me.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health has confirmed another 4 locally transmitted cases of chikungunya. This brings the total number of confirmed cases for Jamaica to 8, 6 from local transmission and 2 imported. Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, says the ministry will continue its public education and intense vector control activities, including fogging of the surrounding areas and communities in which the affected persons reside. Affected parishes are St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew. Dr. Ducasse adds that the ministry is awaiting confirmation from the Caribbean Public Health Agency of the suspected case at the University of the West Indies. She is reminding persons to take active steps to prevent mosquito breeding, including emptying or covering containers that hold water. For more information, call the ministry's Emergency Operations Center at 1-888-1-LOVE. That's 1-888-663-566. Changes are being made within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to prevent deaths and injuries sustained by persons in the custody of the police. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says work is underway to improve the professionalism of the police, as well as to implement measures to reduce arrests for minor offences.
We've been working on the professionalism of the police. We've seen improvements, but obviously we have a way to go. We have to do some serious charge screening to not overburden the system with minor offences. And we're really revamping the system to be able to deal with them as ticketable offences.
Minister Bunting was responding to questions posed by journalists during the official opening of the Firearm Licensing Authority FLA's new offices at Old Hope Road, St. Andrew, Wednesday. The questions arose from an incident where St. James resident Mario Dean died after being physically abused while in police custody. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is assuring that the installment of retroactive funds owed to teachers for this month will be paid. Reports in the media had suggested that the Education Ministry was having difficulty meeting this month's payments of funds owed to teachers from a 2008 agreement. Minister Thwaites says he has received assurances from the Ministry of Finance and Planning that the majority of teachers who are paid directly by the Ministry of Education will receive their funds this month.
I wish to state clearly that the arrears that are owing to the directly government-paid teachers will be paid on time. The process of calculation has had to be the subject of an audit carried out by the Ministry of Finance and Planning, and they have assured us that the government-paid teachers will be settled on time.
Mr. Thwaites adds that teachers paid through the bursary sections of their schools will receive their funds in coming weeks, as auditors from the Finance Ministry are working to ensure that funds sent to schools from the Education Ministry include the retroactive sums. And the Ministry of Health is expected to meet with health groups and associations to discuss and get feedback on its draft customer service policy. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says one of the objectives of the customer service policy is to guide workers and clients in terms of their responsibility and expectations concerning service delivery at public health facilities. He says the consultations on the policy come at an opportune time in light of media reports of ill treatment of patients at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital.
The allegations can only be described as horrendous when considered that these persons are vulnerable and at the complete mercy of the health staff. The healthcare profession stresses care, and so no patient should leave any of our facilities feeling less than properly and completely cared for.
Dr. Ferguson says the Southeast Regional Health Authority is investigating the matter with respect to operations at Victoria Jubilee and should prepare a report shortly. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.